Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
KDA-DX2, listening. KDA-DX2, clear.
Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.
This is KFA-EBQ listening.
Good morning. 07:00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees.
NAWROKE8LEX. KE8LAX, KE8LAX, this is NAWRO, how copy? NAWRO, this is KE8LAX. You are loud and clear. Am I getting in? I'm only on 5 watts low power. Yeah, same for me, low power, and you are a really good signal, very good signal from your location. So I'll consider that two good tests, statewide one as well as this frequency. Sounds good. Unless you got anything else, I will let you go, and you have a good day. Make sure, like I mentioned, I'm available with any other questions. NAWRO, after you. I appreciate the you getting back to me and answering my questions. I'll go back in and play with the CPS, get that figured out, and I'll once I'm done, I'll probably do another test on statewide one and go from there. But I appreciate your time, Tim. Thank you very much. NAWRO, this is KE8LAX, clear.
My pleasure, Dean. I will be monitoring statewide one. NAWRO, clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf. We're just stamping the frequency. You get to put it in 991. Is it working okay?
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 78 degrees.
WD8CRQ Mobile, WD8CRQ Mobile, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
AFATIW radio check.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
NAWCBYNU. This is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, another balmy day there. Summer is holding on real well, but unfortunately, I guess you had to be indoors. How did work go today?
You know, it wasn't bad. We were busy, but I'm sorry. I sat back up today and just kind of watch things go.
Hey, all right. Well, at least you got to do that for Saturday and Sunday, and you got to do it today as well. It's a short week this week, or it might be a time off the rest of the week.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a time off. We're gonna use a personal day on Thursday.
Well, then you're good to go. That's great. That's great. That's the nice thing about these 2-day weeks like that. You can take a day or take two and make a week out of it. That works to an advantage.
It does. It does. I'm very happy about that. So, how was your day, though?
We're doing pretty good here. I'm working on dissertation done, the proofreading done, but I'm working on a class with the church that they're doing on Sunday night up in Reed City. So I'm taking the class online. It's a hermeneutics class. So I'm enjoying it. It's pretty good. Tried to do some radio today, tried to reach out and make some contacts. Yesterday and today were good days, but unfortunately no contacts, but that's all right. And got into the double nickel that last night. Enjoying getting back on the radio a little bit.
Cool, good stuff. And two meetings yesterday. Had a meeting with Tim and with John, going over some personnel stuff, and then I had a District 2 EC meeting later on that night. So my day yesterday was kind of busy.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm glad you were able to get those types of things out of the way and work on those meetings, and that way you've got, if you got Thursday off, then you've got hopefully the rest of, kind of balance time off with EC stuff and also family stuff, so all good.
Yeah, it worked out well, a lot of good stuff, very productive meetings in both, so it worked out really well. And then Thursday, see how the day progresses and go from there. I know we got to travel out to Plymouth for a little bit, but that won't be too bad. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Okay. Is the wedding, is Kevin's wedding, is that... Friday night or Saturday night?
It's Saturday night, but they're doing the rehearsal on Thursday. Thursday night.
Okay. Yeah, that'll at least, like you say, at least give you a preview of traffic going down there. I feel bad for people trying to get across, I think it's eastbound on 696 with the way it is. I've heard a lot of negative stories about that. It takes a long time and definitely tries the patience there. So at least you'll get an idea of, kind of get a view for the wedding anyway. Of course, they won't have the rush hour traffic to deal with, but still.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm excited for it. It'll be a fun event, and all the kids are involved in it, so be good to see, and the little outfits and stuff like that, and we'll have big outfits for the older ones, but looking forward to that.
That will be good. That will be good. I'm sure the kids are involved in it, and like you say, you'll get to go and enjoy the wedding. Good family time in that way, and I think it'll be good. I'm happy for you in that way, and like you say, it's a good, like you say, it kind of coincides. If you got the time to take, that'll help you out a lot.
Yeah, it will. It'll help out, and that way then kind of relax. I don't have to worry about rushing, get out the door, and, you know, trying to get out there. It's just, go at a slow pace.
WCB, yes, I agree. So, well, that's like you say, that'll be a good memory for you guys and a good family time. So, at least you kind of got the week broken up a little bit in that way, and got the meetings out of the way, got the work out of the way, and all good.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. A lot of good things coming up here for the set, and a lot of good news out of District 2 there. Monroe County gets to help out a neighboring county in another district, get their ARPSC going again. So that's pretty cool. And, a lot of good things coming up with Sharon. What we've been doing with the postcards with the group, and they like that idea. They thought that idea was a great idea, and like the fact that we're having good success with it up here.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea too. It kind of points a new ham, or maybe a ham that's moving to the area or whatever, points them to the group. Hey, we're here. I think a lot of what I'm hearing, a lot of people get discouraged. Either they can't make contacts or trying to get tech advice or, clubs or whatever activities. So I think this is a good focus there to be able to do that. And also here, Monroe County sees them involved in helping out a group, and I hear they're really going to ramp it up there for the set as well. I think they was reading on their Facebook page a search and rescue scenario or something.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear there'll be some good competition here, so it'll be good. I've got a good scenario kind of brainstormed right now, so I'm just kind of waiting to hear back from the emergency management to see what their thoughts are and kind of go from there, but looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be good, and again, it's one of those things, we can use a lot of elements and a lot of people and radio resources and use the skills there and use the equipment. That's an important aspect.
Yeah, definitely. It's not so much the win or lose. It's not it's not the points or anything like that. It's just testing out our abilities, what our strengths are, we're finding out what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, and then going from there and working on our weaknesses and learning how to improve.
I have to agree with you on that. Definitely, good healthy competition is good, and you want that. But again, when things happen and such, we want to be prepared for it, and have our resources, have the right equipment in place, know what to do. Trained in that way. But again, it's one of those things, you pray you never have to use it, but when it happens, you want to have some some basic element of what to do and common sense and working together as a team. So all in all, good, positive thing.
Yeah, it is. It is, and learning how to do things is important. Working as a team is the biggest. A lot of people don't know how to do that today, and so we're able to get out and do some teamwork and get involved and have some fun in the whole process. That's what matters. That's what ham radio is about. Anyway.
And that's it. Enjoying the hobby, and it's a public service, and to be able to use that knowledge, use the equipment, benefits the public. It's a good image for amateur radio, and to be able to use the skills. Doing the POTA and SOTA drills, it's a good drill for, listening, for neck control, those types of things. So, again, all of it working together there, that bodes well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's really cool and how everything comes together like that. Practice may not be perfect, but at least it gives some type of direction of where things need to go. I know we were talking last night about getting a beat up channel for District 2, something that go to if all else fails, so we've got some type of a consistency plan, part of the pace plan, having that open for us just in case.
Yes. Again, an HF, HF capability would be good. If I'm not mistaken, I think Oakland County has an HF rig in their EOC and their setup. So, yeah, that's another piece of the puzzle to be able to, because if things go down, you want to be able to communicate to Lansing or long distance, and, HF is the way to go. And so, again, there's where the training, somebody that has the extra or has a general license can use that. That's a great benefit.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll be good. Good stuff coming up. Lots of good stuff. Lots of things coming up. Stay tuned.
NAWCB, yes, I agree with you on that one, and glad everybody is easy, they're still meeting together, and having that time, talking things over, hashing things out, and keeping up the speed. I think that's been a help to you as well. And, a lot of guys in the group here, I definitely look over the app there, and a lot of people, questions and text up and comments on there. And again, there's a lot of guys that are stepping up, and I think that's commendable. I'm happy for the group in that way.
Yeah, me too. It builds excitement. We've got a couple of new net controllers that are going to be doing this next. John is going to be a net control here for this Thursday, and then Tim's going to be his backup. So it's going to be really cool. It's neat. It's awesome to see. It's awesome to see these guys step up. Tom and
just stepping up and, guys just volunteering for stuff. It's good. It's really good. We want to keep that forward momentum and keep building on what we have.
Ah, roger that. I agree. I was wondering. I saw your email there, your Monday moment, and I was wondering if you were able to find somebody for Thursday. So that's good. I'm glad it's that way. And again, it makes it easier. You and Mike aren't always always doing it, and I think that's great. Again, I think a lot of groups. I know Oakland County is trying to get people and more people in the place for net control, and it gets hard. You have to do it week in and week out, and it becomes you kind of lose that. But it becomes a drudge, especially if you've got other things maybe going, or you've got to be in place to do this. It makes it better, and I'm glad that you guys are helping you out there, and I think it's good for the experience as well.
It is, and it's exciting. It really is. So lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff coming up.
I agree. I've had my years of it. Don't mind in an absolute minute. But it's good to see some of the other guys, the younger guys, doing it. And again, it's a good experience. And so again, when it comes time, you need an net control operator. You've got somebody that says, "Yeah, I've done this. I can help out or lend a hand or whatever." So all in all, there you go.
Yeah, and it builds excitement. It builds confidence for the other guys. It's like, well, hey, maybe I can do it too, or, maybe I can jump in there and help out, even if it's just something in the background. Support staff is just as important as boots on the ground, and, it's important. It's important to have, so... looking forward to it, definitely. But then, I'm home. I'm going to start this week off and enjoy their evening. But appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy the nice warm weather, 79 degrees out, so not too bad. And hopefully you get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, definitely. The weather is definitely looking pretty good here for the next few days. We will take it. Definitely enjoyed it. Sitting outside this morning. Definitely a beautiful breeze. Nice and peaceful around here this morning. I like that. But anyway, good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along, and enjoy the time off. Be safe there and driving down to Plymouth, and I'm sure we'll get to talk again, but anyway, we get 73 and 88 feet in the family. Tell everyone at home hello, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCV is clear on your fine.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. K8YNU, clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 58 degrees.
This is